Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is Tuesday. Yeah, we're feeling good.
On a Tuesday.
Our football team, the Falcons, a day off today, and they'll start preparations for those Seahawks, actually, Thursday. They get another day off, basically, Mike. As Dan Quinn said, we'll see you Thursday after his Monday presser. We just had Grady Jarrett on the show last hour, for those who missed it. Grady saying, listen, he's proud of the way the defense responded and played. Very excited to play along a guy that set a record in Adrian Claiborne with 6 sacks. But can they build on this? And that's really the question, because all the momentum right now is in our corner, right? You come off of a win like this where everybody was looking and watching our Falcons and going, all right, if they don't handle this one, no Zeke, no, this guy's out. And we did. We handled our business, but we got to build on it.
But now we're the team going into, again, cross-country, six-hour flight, taking on a physical Seattle team despite the injuries, and L.O.B.
L.O.B.
Actually, that's left on a boot now, I guess, if you're Richard Sherman, could the Achilles. But no, in the case of the Seahawks, you know there's a little extra sauce on this one because these guys, we don't like them. They don't like us. Julio don't have his nemesis, Richard Sherman, out there, who he really dominated in that divisional playoff game last year. But, you know, Russell Wilson, man, he's been doing some crazy things. That game against Arizona was nuts, you know? I mean, where he basically runs in two circles and then gets the ball out. I mean, certainly you're going to have to be able to contain him. I thought the Falcons did a great job. Maybe shame on Jason Garrett and the Cowboys staff for not trying to dial up more stuff, more draws for, you know, Dak just to pick him up and put him down.
Yeah, I am surprised that they didn't make that adjustment. You know, there's a lot of offensive minds on that sideline over there.
They got every other unemployed offensive line or quarterback's coach in the league for the Cowboys.
And after 3 sacks, you would have thought, okay, you know, let's get some help. Either way, they didn't make the adjustment, guys. And, you know, again, I thought stopping the run was a big deal, but I also thought the offense clicking and the way that they came out to start the second half really set the tone and the momentum. On the road, are the Falcons going to be able to do that? Couple of questions, though, as we talk about the Falcons. It is the Falcon Report, brought to you by our friends at Domino's.
Yeah, man, a large three-topping pizza, $7.99. It's great, guys. It's good carry-out only, but it's every night of the week. Large three-topping pizza, $7.99 from your neighborhood Domino's.
First question is Freeman. And if you're not familiar or haven't heard, he is in the concussion protocol. But Dan Quinn, Mike, it's not rushing to judgment. As a matter of fact, here's how he answered the question that is, on Freeman not being ruled out for Monday night's game.
Not until we get all the way through the medical reports and go through that, and the day's extended also by a day. So I won't rule him out until they say he's ruled out.
I mean, I agree with you, and we have that extra day, again, till Monday, but it's just we've come to experience, you know, here with Free and with other players you've seen around the league, other than Russell Wilson, once you do get that knock, you just don't expect to see him in a uniform. Hopefully it doesn't linger to the next week. But, yeah, I mean, Free, he's a guy that is so physical. You talked about it yesterday. How does he change his running style? I don't think he can. Meanwhile, Tevin Coleman's up to the job. Teron Ward is not either one of those guys, but he showed, you know, get him a hole, he'll find a way to get, you know, move the ball for you.
Well, I'm glad you brought Coleman up because in the game against the Cowboys, he got 20 carries. Is he going to need 20 carries in the game against the Seahawks? Listen, I like the way that Sark stayed committed to the run. He ended up with 83 yards and a touchdown. Quinn talking about what he likes about Tevin Coleman.
It's the explosive plays that Tev is able to create, and it's you know, the 3-yard run, and all of a sudden there turns into a 25-yard run. The explosiveness, it's the speed that he has when he can get on the edge or get to the second level. So those are the ones when he gets to the next level, you're watching and you're okay, it's about to go, and when he's able to break out into the clear, that's where some of his finish comes in.
You know, we even had some guys, you know, last year we were talking about, and earlier this summer, Carl, remember with Devontae's contract and how it was going to get worked out on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929. By the way, we can read them, we just can't hit you back, guys, so we see the text. But as far as some guys are saying, look, let's let this contract play out because they like Coleman better, some Falcon fans out there. Look, I like both the guys, and I think with the way our offense works, it's great to have this kind of versatility, and you're glad you've got a big time. It's, again, I wouldn't call him a backup, right? It's 1A, 1B.
It is 1A, 1B. And again, we've tried to use both of these guys in different ways. I think they can both do the same things. The only thing where I think Free has an advantage is in between the tackles for those difficult yards. I just feel like he's a stronger runner in there. Mm-hmm. But that's not to say that Coleman can't pick those up. I mean, I had somebody tweet at me yesterday and say, don't you think it's best to get him on the outside and use his speed? Yeah, but teams know that. You know, it's not like teams don't come in and go, they want to get Coleman on the outside.
I still love the idea of having a full house backfield with both those guys back there, or even an I formation, even where he's lined up like a fullback, you just, and then move him out. Anyway, getting back to your point about Sark, I think we touched on this a lot, and you heard it on the broadcast, because Aikman got to see the Falcons 2 weeks in a row. I thought Sarkisian, the vibe, right, the way his gut was telling him how to play call and the way it was working out, when to get the ball in Gabriel's hands, when to spread. Even Justin Hardy with a touchdown. I thought it was one of the better games Sark's had this season.
Yeah, we had balance. And I think, you know, that's something Matt talked about on Monday. And that's the thing. When you're balanced, now you can keep the defense off guard. And that's something that I think helped us in that win on Sunday. What about the defense, though, Mike? Because, again, you hold an opponent under 100 yards. Can they go up to Seattle and contain the Seattle offense? Dan Quinn hoping that the defense style, the style of play, carries over.
Let's hope that that style enables us to come through loud and clear. We felt like we've been close at some times, and we weren't able to nail it at the end. And that was hard for us. Having the plus turnover margin, that was an important step in the right direction for us, knowing how we can go after the ball. And when you get a chance to hit the quarterback, that's where some turnovers are likely to come.
Now, is Claiborne going to duplicate a 6-sack game? No. But, you know, just continue to rotate the guys in and get the pressure. Remember, we've moved pieces on the chessboard. You know, Vic, the sack, by the way, and I had the stat for Pete Prisco, who's going to, if you miss it, he'll hear that interview, what, 6:20? He talks about the Falcons. He thinks the defense can do even more. I think you and I are satisfied with the defense. He thinks they should be doing even more about run stop. But the sacks last year, we had 34 for the season. We're up to 26 already.
Wow.
As far as sacks and pressures on the quarterback.
Yeah, listen, the other part of this is, as we talk about, you know, where we are right now, 7 weeks remaining. We talked about it. December is going to be the deciding month for this division. Saints are red hot. I don't think you can debate right now with the way Carolina's playing. They beat the snot out of Miami last night. And New Orleans. That right now the NFC South is clearly, you know, one of the better divisions with the way that we're coming on, and we know what we're possibly capable of, Mike. But the Carolina win last night, this is, you know, we've let a couple of these wins get away, and this is why I don't want to be looking back at the end of the season and going, man, Miami, Buffalo.
Yeah, they just lost Curtis Samuel at wide receiver. Not that they were using him all that much. I mean, Funchess got in the mix. They finally got Funchess on track. Getting him in the red zone last night for Carolina. But I still think we're better than Carolina. I don't trust their secondary. Julio could have had two more touchdowns. Again, you got to execute. Do your job. And that's one of the things when you hear the conversation with CBS Sports' Pete Prisco. You know, he said, you shouldn't be crapping on Sarkisian, because if these guys are executing, maybe some of these finesse plays get done. Either way, I think he's matching up the right talent for the down and distance better than he did earlier in the season. But to your point, the Saints, brother, yeah, we're still going to play them. This whole way, do you like the way the schedule is this year? I mean, it's heavily loaded. We got Seattle, and then it's what? The only other non-NFC South opponent is Minnesota, and everything else is Bucks, Carolina, Saints.
Well, Minnesota's playing well, too, right now. I mean, that's not going to be a gimme. And, you know, with Fitzpatrick in there, maybe Tampa is sparked. I mean, they play Miami next. We could see a Tampa team after Seattle that might be on a two-game win streak. Who knows? Nothing is going to come easy. But, you know, I think that you just got to appreciate that this division is one of the toughest in the league. And if you don't believe it's the toughest, you know, every year you're going to have a team that's down. But we said coming in, we thought Jameis was going to take a step. He's been injured. That necessarily hasn't happened.
I just hate the fact that we got beat by Buffalo. And I know the guys got injured. The wide receivers were banged up in that one. And Miami. And you see the Saints go to Buffalo and destroy them. And without even throwing the ball. Just being one-dimensional, running the ball. And then you see Carolina just absolutely just whooping up on Miami, a team which we quit on in the second half. We couldn't score anything, couldn't do anything in the second half. But, I mean, do you make anything of that, the comparative opponents?
You know, I think in college it's a little easier sometimes to do that. We played this team, and I don't know if you can do that in the NFL, because we always – it's this much.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, between winning and losing. In college, my team can be way better than yours, Mike, and, you know, we just might be have more depth. I don't know if you can make that comparison.
Hey, man, some personnel moves. It's our Falcons report brought to you by Domino's. They waive Jermaine Grace, linebacker from the 53-man roster. Of course, we saw Spoon actually on the field last week. And, of course, Leroy Reynolds is back. Duke Riley, he is on the way back from the knee surgery. This is from Vaughn McClure, Carl, on ESPN.com. They also waived the kicker, Mike Meyer, now that our man is back in shape. He's ready to roll, Matt Bryant. And also, let's see here, Garrett Grayson, they re-signed on the taxi squad. backup QB.
Yeah. Melissa, keep doing whatever you're doing with Matt, all right? I'm talking about Matt Bryan. It is Dukes and Bell, 404-741-0929.
The healing hands of Matt Bryan's wife?
She has those healing hands. She testified to me about that and said, listen, don't worry. I've been dealing with this for years.
She testified about laying hands on her husband?
Well, it's on Twitter. I mean, come on.
See, this is a show with good family values. Right here.
It wasn't
good Christian family values.
It wasn't a private conversation. She was like, I've got to do what I've got to do.
I hear you.
All right, so keep doing it, Melissa. Right, we need on. Him. You know what, though? Seriously, in this Cowboy game, he came out there and kicked that field goal to start the game, and you were like, okay, it put us on the board. That was a big field goal.
And that's another thing with kicking. I mean, we take it for granted with Matt, and, of course, he had the calf injury against Carolina, which kind of forced their hand to go for it on a fourth down they couldn't get because Sark, I wasn't really liking those. But getting back to it, look at Nugent. Doink. Not that that was going to give the – I mean, a little bit of momentum, at least get something out of that possession. Cowboys eat a lot of clock and get nothing to show for it on Sunday.
Yeah, man. Hey, your thoughts are always welcome. Follow us on social media. He is Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Deuce.
Well, I'm not actually participating, but I'm on Twitter. I'm just
you're watching.
By the way
– Watching is participating.
You said I wouldn't last a week. I think some apologies are in order.
Okay, all right. Listen, I can't lie. I did think, especially after the Cowboy win – that you might pop on and, well, rig your ugly head on Twitter, but you didn't.
It's day nine of the Mike Bell off the Twitter.
Now,
as Will Garrison, it's not like you're curing cancer, right? I'm just saying, Will. Some people want me on Twitter. I'm staying off.
Will did say that. I do have to ask this question, though. You won't be tempted as things heat up down the stretch.
No, I mean, how hard it was not to tweet during the Georgia-Auburn game?
Oh, my goodness.
I will say this, though. It is nice to get your face out of your phone, too. Smell the roses, to look around you. Look at a sunset. Take a walk on a beach. See life.
Have another piece of chicken.
AT.
By the way, man, Publix had some fresh wings last night when I rolled in there.
See?
AT, he won't last till Christmas.
You know what? Ye of little faith. I didn't say I couldn't do Instagram. I'm just not doing Twitter.
You see how you work. Hey, but you can follow us, guys. I'm going to put them up. See Dukes. Follow the radio show at Dukes and Pell 929. Hey, coming up, as we mentioned, you'll hear from Pete Prisco coming up next hour, who joined us. We will go around the NFL and an NFL blitz. And Cam Newton, man. Looking like that 2015 MVP guy.
Yeah, the bipolarity of Cam Newton continues. You got sort of happy Cam this week after obviously taking care of business against the Dolphins. But, yeah, man, Cam gets the bye week. We, of course, had the early bye week. And this is the good news for this one is after a physical game against Dallas, you get an extra day or two because of Monday night.
Yeah. Another story, guys, and we'll talk a little bit more about this with the owner situation with Jerry Jones and what's going to happen maybe moving forward. If you're not familiar, the Raiders broke ground, Mike, in Vegas. For their new stadium.
Yeah, and they found a body. I'm kidding. No, in the case, because of the old mob movies and stuff. Remember the old mob movies?
They might end up finding one if they dig deep enough.
You better dig that hole before you get out there. But no, in the case of the Raiders, it's basically going to be behind on the other side of the interstate from Mandalay Bay.
Yeah, Robert Kraft, Dean Spanos, Commissioner Roger Goodell, Jim Plunkett, Tom Flores, Howie Long, all those guys were out there.
Did Al Davis's kid have a better haircut?
No, I'm looking at it now. It's terrible. I mean
what grown man cuts his hair with a bowl?
It's got to be a wig, man. It's got to be.
Well, it's got to get a better wig. You know, go look like Louis XVI. Don't wear that thing out here.
All right, coming up, an NFL blitz. And, hey, you want some Hawks tickets? We'll be calling number 10 right now at 404-741-0929. I'll say it slow for you. 404-741-0929.
It's the hottest ticket in town, and Arthur Church has got them for you.
10th caller. You're going to win a family four-pack to see the Hawks take on Toronto Saturday, November 25th. It is Dukes and Bell coming up. We'll visit with Mike Conte here in about 20 minutes. Also at 6:20, you'll hear from our guy Pete Prisco, CBS Sports senior NFL columnist who joined us earlier today talking about our Falcons and all things NFL. Hey, man, a couple of things going on with the Falcons. We were just talking about this. You remember Brian Hill?
We drafted him fifth round out of Wyoming.
Yeah.
And we put him on the practice squad.
Well, he gone. He's been signed by Cincinnati. And so when you do this, Mike and I were just talking about this, when you go from the practice squad, any team can – you're not protected on the practice squad, but a team can come in and sign you. But then what happens? You got to go to the active roster.
Yeah, you got to go on their active roster. You can't just take a guy and put, go hide him on your practice squad. So a guy that, I thought we liked – we saw the one highlight video against Nevada look good, but Brian Hill just never really caught on, did he? I mean, opportunities to – I mean, I know they didn't like him. There was some talk about pass protection, needed to work on that, which, again, as a rookie, that's okay. But we kind of thought it'd be a nice change-up size-wise to Free and a little bit of Coleman, but now he's a Bengal. In the meantime, according to our man Vaughn McClure, who's still blocking me on Twitter.
I'm blocking Vaughn.
From ESPN.com. We pick up and we go snatch off the Cleveland Browns practice squad in a time-honored tradition.
Hey!
Where the Browns go to the Falcons, man, the champagne flows, right? We've had pretty good success.
Yeah, we've had some success.
Alex Mack and Taylor Gabriel and everybody. But anywho, we picked up a guy named Terrence McGee. McGee.
Huh?
Arthur, you should know this. He played for LSU, man.
No?
Terrence position? McGee, 5'8", 213. He's played for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's been on a lot of practice squads. But anyway, he's fresh, 24 years of age, and he's a Falcon now.
All right, man.
Who's
again?
That's Terrence McGee. Okay. So for those that are really desperate, if you're in a 14-team league, you want to take a flyer on McGee.
Deion Jones and Jalen Collins will know him.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he's same age group. Yeah, you're right, brother.
And so is that the roster spot that they let Jermaine Grace go from?
Well, there was one spot left. There was one spot left.
Well, linebacker Jermaine Grace was waived earlier. He was undrafted rookie. And so
they need another body at running back. So Brian Hill is gone off the practice squad. McGee joined. So there you go. Yeah, there was a spot. There was one spot left.
So what do they do once Collins becomes available after this Monday night game?
Some other guy you never heard of will get
cut. Fair enough. Hey, man, it is Dukes and Bell. Speaking of the NFL, hey, Brian, let's get this old blitz, man.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
Let's start with last night's game. Cam Newton. Well, yeah, he looked like the 2015 MVP, man. He threw four. Not three, but four touchdowns. You don't have him in your fantasy league, do you?
No, I do not. But I do have Funchess, who was getting catches in bunches.
You were a poet and didn't even know it. Speaking of Funchess, let's hear Funchess get a touchdown.
In the shotgun. Bounces on the balls of his feet. Throws a comeback route. Caught left side. 10. Funchess to the 5. Funchess scores.
A star is born.
Star is born, Mike.
A star is born? He's been on your team for 2 years. What do you mean a star?
Star is born, Mike.
Well, he's going to take, obviously, the role over of Kelvin Benjamin because they're almost identical. I guess the other news out of Carolina is they lost Curtis Samuel with a tendon issue in his ankle. They had high hopes for him, maybe expanding his role. Remember, they got him from the Buckeyes in the draft this year.
Yeah. Cam Newton, pretty good last night, as we talked about. It's interesting, man, when we hear Cam, because he was asked, with the way that you guys are playing right now, you looking forward to playing again? Listen to the question and then Cam's answer.
Do you wish you were playing next week, or are you welcome in the...
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I got to take here at school, get her some cupcakes and some pizza for her class. So I look forward to that. And then we got, family pictures.
All right, man.
Wake up, Cam. It's a press conference. But okay, good. He's going to go spend some quality time with his daughter. Now, we found out here in Georgia, in some counties, you cannot bring food unless it is sealed to school.
Well, I couldn't do it. I remember saying,
and I don't mean Tupperware. It's got to come from the store.
Yeah, it's got to be from the store. But I tried to do this. I think my daughter was in third grade. And I was like, I'm going to bring some treats today. And the teacher was like, no. You can't do that, sir. And I was like, well, why not? My mom used to bring treats when I was in third grade.
Right.
And basically she said that, you know, some kids might have a peanut allergy or there may be some other things we'll have to deal with.
Yes. Young Hooper over there, he can't have anything that's gluten.
By the way, do you guys, and listen, if your child has some kind of allergy, God bless him. I'm not making fun. I got to be honest. When I was in school, did we worry about this kind of stuff?
I mean, did people's faces blow up like Will Smith and Hitch and we just never noticed? I don't remember the peanut allergy thing when I was a kid.
We worried about things like the measles and mumps and stuff like that.
Chicken pox.
Chicken pox.
Stay away from me.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess it's serious. I mean,
I'm just saying. I mean, listen, there are a lot of things to be worried about, but it just seems like there are a lot more things that go on with the kids today than I ever remembered having to worry about. Like, my mom never said, don't eat that.
Bobby is lactose intolerant.
She never said that. My mom would be like, go on, eat that.
He has to drink almond milk.
There's another reason why I couldn't have kids, man. I straighten that out.
And you know what? Text messages in 3, 2. We know. We get it, all right?
We're
not talking bad about your kids. I'm saying I don't remember these things being a problem.
And don't get it twisted. Like, we have a buddy, Maximum Bob, who's allergic to shellfish. And I got to be honest, when he has some shellfish, it's kind of fun to watch. It looks like Will Smith and Hitch. The entire right side of his face
Yeah.
I mean, and of course he goes up in the room. He's like, I am to go get the EpiPen. And he gives himself the shot. And he's back on the craps table in 2 hours.
Well,
he's a trooper.
It's funny you say that because my sister, she didn't know until she became an adult and went out and ate shellfish one time. And that happened to her at a restaurant. And her neck, and she couldn't breathe.
I mean, I can admit, the first time it happened, Bob just took it in stride. We were at the old China Grill at Mandalay Bay. And Bob's like, I'll be back. Like, what's that? His face all jacked up. And he got back in it. But anyway, if your kids do have peanut allergies, we apologize and we're sorry. Send those letters to Terry Fox. Come to send them to me because I'm not going to read them.
I'm not sorry. I'm just telling you. Well, you weren't worried about all this stuff when you were growing up. You know, another thing, real quick, while we're talking about this.
Yes?
The baby's going to be fine. Stop with the whole everybody's got to wash their hands 8 million times. People used to pass babies all the time to each other.
I know,
everybody's
right?
Like, you got to wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. Stop it.
I mean, dude, we had a dog in the house. The dog was licking me all the time. I mean, you know, no one's washing the dog's paws.
The baby's going to be fine. The baby's going to. We are built to survive, okay? I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead. Where were you?
This has been What Really Grinds My Gears, brought to you by Cobb County Kia with your host, Carl Dukes.
Hey, go to CobbCountyKia.com and check out the new 2017 Kia Sorento. Hey, we're going around the NFL, guys.
Yeah, the news Drew Brees wants to hear is, when I get my new contract, says he wants to play beyond 2017. Tom Brady's already on the record of saying he wants to play well into his 40s, mid-40s. Now, Drew Brees, as long as he stays upright and they continue to run the ball and take some of the pressure off him, how do you not re-sign him in New Orleans? I guess the money's got to be right in New Orleans because they've built a young defense, which is really overachieving with all younger players. But still, if you're the Saints, how do you get this deal done? Because based on what the top five guys are getting, Drew Brees is making $30 million a year on his next contract.
Yeah, he may make more. I mean, where would New Orleans be over the last decade without Brees?
San Antonio. That's simple. Yeah,
that was that great narrative. Mr. Benson. Oh, Mr. Benson, loyal Saintsman. No, he wanted to take you to Texas, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I just. All right, so here's my question then. Is he worth it?
Well, they had a bunch of 7-9 seasons. They would have been 1-15 without Drew Brees when you think about how bad some of those teams were.
Yeah, I don't ever talk bad about a man's money. Get your money, but. He's going to make a lot. He's going to easily be the highest paid guy in the league with this year being his last year on that contract.
Hey, we talked earlier about Richard Sherman on the IR. In addition to him, the Seahawks today place C.J. Procise on the IR. So he's out. So that's one less dude. I mean, I'm not sure what his status was anyway, but one less guy in the backfield for Seattle going in our game.
Yeah, Rawls, right? Is there other running back?
Mm-hmm.
You'll never find
a love like mine. Sing it, Arthur.
Someone who loves you.
I was waiting for you.
I was trying to think of a word.
I do. Yeah, Rawls will be back on Monday. And then Brian was telling me, who's the other guy that was on our practice squad that's up there now in Seattle?
J.D. McKissick, the guy which I wanted to keep from Arkansas State.
He better not score.
I love that. That guy was so fast, and they just couldn't find a place in the end for him, man. That 53 roster.
Mm.
I mean, you expand the roster, you get to keep a guy like that.
All right. By the way, we will let you hear what Jerry Jones had to say in the top three at 6 about the Cowboys being taken away from him. Because that is what's being threatened.
Also, if you missed it, we will play. Sam will cut it up. I asked Grady Jarrett who'd win a fist fight between Arthur Blank and Jerry Jones. We'll get to hear what he had to say, too.
But coming up, Mike Conte next.
I got good news for you.
Right here on Dukes and Bell.
All right, coming up, top three at 6 in 20 minutes. And then at 6:20, you'll hear Pete Prisco talk about the Falcons and what he thinks they can do better. You got something special for me? What's coming up?
Yeah, I'm on. I got. We also found, if you missed it earlier, we got the question and how he answered it. Grady Jarrett, who wins a fist fight between Arthur Blank and Jerry Jones? And I found the reggae version of "You'll Never Find."
Oh, okay.
A little special treat for AT.
All right, coming your way right now.
Coming your way right here on Dukes of Bill and Frazier's Mike Cotting.
Yeah, man. What's up, Mike?
So, you know, yesterday we're all standing around in the bullpen and we're talking about Italy missing the World Cup.
It's unbelievable.
It happened to them, too. It happened to USA. Mm-hmm. It's happened to the Netherlands. Ireland today, they were knocked out. They're not going to the World Cup.
Oof.
Ireland's gone.
Holland, Netherlands, they have like three names. They went to like the semis or the quarters last time in Rio, right?
And they were in the final in South Africa. I mean, a lot of really good nations are out of the World Cup. So between Brian and myself and a couple other people were on the periphery, we all came up with this idea. Let's have an NIT World Cup, all right?
Yeah.
Let's get all the countries that didn't make it And let's do a tournament over here. We'll take eight teams.
Right.
We'll have a group stage.
The Coors Light Cup.
Right. Or the Chick-fil-A Cup. Play it here in Atlanta.
Because remember, Bud Light, I think Budweiser has the exclusive pouring rights with FIFA.
Yeah, you know, play it here in Atlanta. Maybe have some games in matches in Seattle or Pasadena or New York,
well,
whatever.
Well, FIFA would hit you with a cease and desist faster than Sepp Blatter would steal money from a third world country.
Unless Sepp Blatter could get rich off this thing, personally. Yes. Because you know how they are over at FIFA. Just bribe them and it'll be all good.
You have
good.
To wet their beak a little bit. But yeah, how about an NIT and with the big named countries?
Well, as it turns out, ESPN has reported this afternoon that the U.S. Soccer Federation has reached out to Italy, the Netherlands, Ghana, and Chile about having some kind of round robin before the World Cup next year in Russia.
Huh?
Nice.
Why not?
In other words, we got nothing else to
do. Wait a minute. This sounds like the NIT, if you ask me.
What's wrong with that? Little loser's lunch.
That's exactly what we called it. It's the World Cup NIT. ESPN got shut out of televising the World Cup.
Well, actually,
they can televise it.
We call it the IIT.
What's the first
International IIT? Invitational Tournament. We call it the IT. Yeah. Welcome to IT.
I stayed at a Sheraton IIT one time. It was a very nice room.
My Conti. People are going to watch this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think it's the only chance
to see America, Italy, or the Dutch do anything.
Now, here's the thing.
We're going to lump the Chileans and the Ghanaians into this, too, apparently.
Now, here's what you would need.
Gonorrhea.
You said Ghana, right?
Oh, gotcha.
Here's what you would need, seriously. You would need all the top players to play. So, like, USA, Pulisic, you're playing. Okay, Altidore, like, all the main guys, you have got to play. Like, have Wales go in.
And Gareth Bale play. From Madrid, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you get the top-line players,
good call.
I actually think this could be humongous. And you have it in the United States.
Right on.
Because we aren't going to be able to host a World Cup, I think, for 8 years, at least, from what we've been told.
Yeah.
You've got 75,000 soccer mad people here
at
in Atlanta
least.
Who would gladly go to a match.
If you had, like, a Netherlands versus Italy, you would sell out Georgia Dome, like, I'm sorry, Mercedes-Benz like that.
Again, assuming that the top line talent plays, but I'd say why not?
All right, go for it. Listen,
don't you want to see Gianluigi Buffon?
Of course, I want to see Buffon. But here's the problem: I guess I'm still frustrated, a little PO that we're not involved in the World Cup, and then you want to show that frustration by going, I don't care if you guys play, you should have earned your spot. But I hear you, soccer fans are going to go screw it. I'm getting soccer. I'm getting world class.
Nobody
soccer.
Wanted to go to Russia anyway.
I think there's also some legitimate concern among soccer aficionados that casual fans who only pay attention to the World Cup are going to lose interest over the next 5 years because USA is not in the World Cup. Well, this might be a way to mitigate some of that, right?
And FIFA is the most corrupt, dishonest, horrible organization in the world.
Then why does it exist?
Well, because they control them. They've controlled this thing for a century, brother. They've got the power. And no one's ever challenged them. And every time they say they're going to clean it up, they don't.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm saying, so why don't we just do our own thing and tell those guys to pound sand?
I'm sorry. Real quick, Conti. Brian just said the same reason the NCAA exists. Good point, Brian.
And the International Olympic
Committee.
Just
a bunch of suits stealing money.
Yes. But
and not trying to do anything to better the sport.
But here's the deal. My point is, guys, if it's so bad to your, about FIFA, let's change it out. Clean house.
Good luck with that. It's a bunch of stinking Euro weenies. Well, you can't move those guys out. That's all they know is to be bureaucrats.
There are some federal prosecutors are trying very hard to do that.
They
keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So, and I think the impetus behind all of it was Cotter getting the World Cup instead of us.
Chris Cotter got the World Cup?
How hot is it going to be? It's going to be like 130 over there, isn't it?
They're having it in January because it's going to be too hot, which means the next World Cup after this, it's going to be during the NFL playoffs.
And it also
screws up all the Premier Leagues over in Europe. It's during the English, German, Spanish,
who made
French
this league. Decision?
The same, because FIFA. The Qataris bribed the FIFA guys, and that's why you're stuck with this lemon.
Oh, by the way, all the stadiums they're building in Qatar for the World Cup there.
Is it Qatar or Qatar?
Whatever it is. They're using slaves.
Yes, they are. I've seen them.
I wouldn't say slaves.
No, they are
slaves.
They're slaves. They're bringing people in from other places and literally having them work 24 hours a day.
You're saying the Qataris are Shanghaiing dudes from Pakistan to build these stadiums?
Here's the deal. They are determined to get those stadiums built.
It was on 60 Minutes. I saw it.
All right.
Slaves.
On a lighter note.
Yes.
There is a high school in Utah that's about to open next year. Farmington High School. Very quickly growing area north of Salt Lake City. Okay, new high school, so they get to pick a mascot for their new high school athletic teams, and they chose the Phoenix. nice. Rising out of whatever to create a new high school.
Right on.
There has been an outcry and a change.org petition because it has been brought to the attention of one of the parents, Kyle Froughton, whose kids will attend Farmington High School, that the plural of Phoenix is not Phoenixes or just Phoenix or Pheni.
Mm-hmm.
It's Phoenixes.
Come on.
Really?
And is it Phoenix? Just Phoenix is plural of Phoenix?
That's what I thought, too.
Phoenixes?
I thought it was just Phoenix.
Yeah.
The singular plural same
thing. Hippopotamus is hippopotami, but Phoenix should be Phoenix, right?
This guy claims that Phoenixes is the plural form of Phoenix.
The fighting Phoenixes.
And he has started a change.org petition that has a couple signatures to change the mascot to Vikings, Braves, or Wildcats because go Phoenixes sounds obscene and could subject their student athletes to ridicule.
Interesting. By the way, would that be a big deal to you, by the way?
Well, I don't think Phoenixes is an actual word.
That makes no sense.
No.
The fighting Phoenini? Yeah, the fighting Phoenini?
It makes me laugh. I'm sorry.
Come your Phoenixes.
No.
Don't say it fast.
Yeah, be careful.
First and 10 Phoenixes.
Be careful.
And that's another Phoenixes. First down.
Careful.
Just go keep it up.
Yeah.
It's
well,
funny.
No, but I mean, there's a change.org. I mean, Mike's making fun here, but he's actually, this is the exact gist of the change.org petition that they have going at a Farmington High School.
The fighting Utah. Farmington Phoenixes are battling Glen Cove tonight.
What did he just say? Ah, come on, Mike Conti. That's funny.
Come on. The fighting Farmington Phoenixes are
funny.
The last line in the petition from Mr. Froughton.
Is there a mountain by the school you can take the funiculi to see the Phoenixes?
Sorry. We good? Okay. The last line of the petition from Mr. Froughton says, I'm confident that the district does not want to bear the responsibility of our children being bullied as a result of our school mascot.
Yeah, I get it. And I get it. And that wouldn't that go on the letter jackets and whatnot as well? I mean,
it would just be
there.
Phoenix,
by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we're not even sure this crackpot team got the plural right. Not you, Mike, the guy.
No, I don't think he has it right either. But apparently, because some kids are starting to talk now in Utah, he believes that this is what they're going to call them. Okay. So, by the way, if you're wondering.
Because they absolutely ruled out polygamists.
That was a good show on HBO, by the way. Go ahead, Mike Conti.
We good?
Will you stop? You don't have to dump that.
I don't know. Anyhow, they had a vote.
Wait a minute. We don't have polygamists in Atlanta.
No, I mean,
all right, go ahead, Mike.
They had a vote. Phoenix beat out, if you're wondering. Eagles, Firebirds, Silverback, Fox, Silver Fox, and Farmers. Farmers was actually one of the proposed mascots.
I don't know about that.
Phoenix might have actually been a
good choice. Ole Miss finally switch it to the land shark for their mascot, by the way?
Yes, I believe they did. Right. I believe they what did they have?
They had like a bear.
A giant bear?
a horrifying
black furry.
Bear.
A horrifying furry in an Ole Miss t-shirt.
Made no sense.
By the way, happy birthday to we're out of time.
No, come on.
Drop it, Mike. Nobody puts Mike in a corner.
Shaq's daughter just turned 16. Shaq threw a party for her at the W Hotel in Hollywood. $1 million was the bill.
I'm going to tell you like my boys say. He got it.
Go make some more of those general commercials.
Whoa, more Icy Hot.
Arthur, the 15 other products Shaq is pimping
now. They got YG to perform.
Really?
Is that Young Jeezy?
That's another artist.
Oh.
Yeah. YG?
YG.
Yeah, it's another artist.
I heard the opening band was Little Phoenix.
Hey, man, Mike Conti, great job. You're going to be up at the Falcons on Thursday, is that right?
Thursday this week.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, sir. All right, top three at 6 coming up. I promise we will not mention the Phoenixes anymore.
Mike's blushing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.